If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. Welcome, everybody, on this Friday night to On the Map. A little bit of an abbreviated show. Game 6 is coming up at 6:30. So lake life, what does it mean to you? Well, it usually is boating, beaches, and utter relaxation. Stephanie Klett is with Visit Lake Geneva and joins us on the map. Steph, how are you?
I'm doing so good. Greetings from Lake Geneva. Your home away from home.
It is my home away from home. Well, and yes. We'll be up there tomorrow and Sunday as well. So yeah, that is my summer, but also summer for millions, right?
No, it really is. And you know what, with this heat wave, we've got you covered because it's not just Geneva Lake. We have so many lakes surrounding our area and in our county. So this is a great weekend to be here.
Yeah, it's Delavan Lake and my favorite Lake Como, where my favorite little summer spot is at. So yeah, there's absolutely something for everyone. And I want to start off by talking about the beaches because, right, so it's 90 degrees outside. Got to cool off somewhere. There's several beaches, more than one, of course, that you can choose to go chill.
Yeah. And so if you're downtown Lake Geneva, then the beach for you is Riviera Beach. You know, it is in the heart of everything. And that's one of the things I love about if you're driving into Lake Geneva, right away you see that beautiful lake. It's spring fed. It's 135 feet deep. It's always rated one of the cleanest lakes in Wisconsin. So this is the beach that I'd send you to if you're a first timer to Lake Geneva, because right next to the beach, they have the beautiful Riviera building, which it's named after. It's, you know, going on a century old where great musicians used to play. But they have the tour boats are right there and shops and get your chocolate covered banana on a stick. But basically, the beach is clean. It's alcohol free, so it's a lot of families. It's safe. It's beautiful, and we have this company. It's the Lake Geneva Genie Company, and they'll bring over your beach gear. So if you need a beach umbrella or beach chairs, towels, wagons, whatever you need, toys for your beach toys for your kids, they'll bring it right to you and set it up. So it's easy, simple, and beautiful.
Well, and tied into all that, there's Williams Bay Beach, there's Fontana Beach, but there's also lake cruises. So you're talking about going to the Riviera. There's so many great little sightseeing tours that go on. My favorite is the mailboat tour, without a doubt.
Oh, you cannot beat it. It's the U.S. Mailboat Tour. If you've never heard of it or if you've never done it, you know, it's one of the few places in the U.S. that still delivers mail by boat. And so they just had the tryouts a few weeks ago, and they have actual mailboat jumpers because the boat never stops moving. So it is like Gilligan's Island, it's a 3-hour tour, and you have to, you know, these mailboat jumpers jump off, the boat's still going, they run to the dock, to the end of the dock, they put in their mail, and they have to get back on the boat. And it's so fun when they don't make it back on the boat and just fall into the drink. But you'll learn about the history of Lake Geneva. You're going to see some of the most glorious estates. And what I love is, you know, if you're a Chicagoan or an Illinoisan, this is the lake for you, because after the Chicago fire is when Chicago's top industrialists, many who had lost their businesses or their homes, this is where they came to rebuild, and I say it with a wink, a summer home.
Yeah.
Because summer homes are not 20,000 square feet. And but it's so like you're in Wisconsin on this beautiful lake, but you're actually going past Chicago history. It is so cool.
It's very, very true. And the Lake Geneva Cruise Line, too, you mentioned that. But there's other lakes you mentioned up in the area, because Lake Geneva does encompass a lot more than just Lake Geneva. You're talking about Delavan Lake. My girlfriend spent her youth at the Lake Lawn Resort, and they've got a Lake Lawn Queen, right?
Oh, my gosh. And so I, as an aging activist, Wisconsin, I love the name Lawn Queen. So if you are a queen, this is the lake for you. But Lake Delavan, it's smaller than Geneva Lake, but it is equally impressive. So the Lake Lawn Queen is like I call it a souped up massive pontoon. So just get on that top deck, and it's got that almost Caribbean party vibe. And as you tour on the lake, you're going to see five Frank Lloyd Wright homes.
Yeah.
And they are so cool and beautiful. But it's a whole different vibe from Lake Geneva. But Lake Lund Resort itself has been around for 150 years. They have great restaurants. It's a beautiful resort. So that's a whole other experience in the Lake Geneva area.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
We are talking to Stephanie Klett from Visit Lake Geneva, talking about some of the little cruises you can do. We haven't talked about Lake Como yet, but they've got their little Como Queen that they, you know, because sometimes when you're going in the summertime, there's a little wait for dinner. They want to get you liquored up and go send you out in the lake.
You know what, Dave? It's not a little wait for dinner. I mean, you are going to wait for a couple hours, and it is absolutely worth it. Whether you're at Bar Supper Club or the getaway along Lake Como, which has a very interesting gangster history. So people enjoy a cocktail and they get on the boat and experience Lake Como, which is a smaller lake, but calm and beautiful, great views.
Yeah.
So, it's a really... Well, until you, it was a secret. It wasn't well known, but now with you, everybody knows Lake Como.
I'm sorry.
So, thanks for that.
No, let's just keep it quiet, everybody. Let's keep it quiet. Have you done the new Village Supper Club over on Delavan?
I actually have, and it is gorgeous.
It is.
So, oh my goodness, have you been there?
I've been there once, and folks were telling me, oh, they gutted it and remodeled it. No, they didn't. They built like this $11 million structure on the lake, a brand new building, most beautiful views, right?
It's stunning. And I was like you. I thought, oh, well, it needed some renovation. And I went there. I'm like, no, they imploded it. This is a new structure. But the food is dynamite. It's a supper club, but the views are going to just wow you. High ceilings, very modern, and yet there's still that supper club feel.
Absolutely. Now, there's all kinds of great things you can do on the water, but if you're a golfer, there's plenty of opportunities all over the lakes.
There definitely is. We are a golf destination, but I want to talk for a minute to the people like me who are not good golfers. We'll do it because we love our husbands. But at Geneva National, which is one of the places to golf, you know, they have three courses there, Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. But they now have, it's brand new, it's called the Dance Floor at Geneva National. So it's a 27-hole Himalayan-style putting course. And you can do it all day or at night, which I love, putting at night. And, you know, you've got the light so you can see. But it has fire pits around it. It has bocce ball. Ooh. It has this cantina-style dining. It has an outdoor bar. So if you want to putt at night, have a ball, and it is not, it's not easy, but, and I do want to say there are no windmills or bridges. It's real putting. It's new and it's super cool.
Very, very cool. Now there's also, I wouldn't be remiss to talk about all the different events that you have up there. So if it isn't just relaxing at the lake, if you want to hear some good music, look at some cool cars, some art and some great food, your summer is absolutely filled. And that's starting with the Lake Geneva Jazz and Blues Festival that is going on right now.
It is. It's going on right now and through tomorrow night. And they have local and regional acts, but they've got some big-name national acts as well. And that's taking place at the House of Music, which is a really cool, laid-back venue just a few miles outside of Lake Geneva in the town of Geneva. But coming up in July, the national competition, you'll have competitors from, you know, Armadillo to Memphis. If you are a car enthusiast, Lake Lund Resort has Cars Time for God. It's a huge car show.
I love that.
And again, laid back vibe. And then one of my favorites is Venetian Festival. So that is, it takes.
Oop. We're cutting out a little bit, Stephanie. Maybe you'll find a little better place to talk. But yeah, the Venetian Festival is great. And that's like the 62nd year you've been doing that. It includes some fireworks and some other things, too.
It does. It's got fireworks. It's got a carnival, live music, water ski shows, you know, food tents. If they're not brats and beer, it's not Wisconsin. But the highlight for me is they do a lighted boat parade every year. That's just stunning. So it's a great event, and it's so many events in Lake Geneva, they always benefit a good charity, and that's one of them.
There's also concerts in the park, and that's Thursday nights. It's free. It starts at the end of June and goes through the beginning of August. I mean, but it's a lot of fun just to sit out, and you're just seconds from the lake.
You know what? It's Thursday night for the next 7 weeks, from 6 to 8 p.m. It's free, and you've got the lake as your backdrop. But we get really big acts. In fact, one from Chicago that I love is Big Dog Mercer. You know, he's a two-time Blues Hall of Famer inductee. So he's performing. We've got reggae, calypso, rock, country. So it's a little bit of everything, and what a way to spend a night. The sun is setting. You're listening to this great music in a great venue, and it's free.
It is free. And there's so many places to stay there. Yes, you can do the Airbnb thing maybe around town, but let's talk about some of the places that you can that you can chill at. You talk about the French Country Inn. I know there's a sand hill on the lake. There's a bunch of stuff up there and a great places to stay right on the lake.
There are. In fact, you mentioned Sand Hill, which is right next to French Country Inn. I just toured that property for the first time. And so if you want your own almost home apartment on Lake Como, it's so beautiful. But we have boutique hotels and motels. One of them is the Geneva Inn. It's technically in the town of Lynn, but everyone thinks it's Lake Geneva, and it sits on one of the higher points of Geneva Lake. And I had a friend who has a home in Rome, and he said when he sat and he was on the top floor of the Geneva Inn, he said, "I felt like I was in Lake Como, Italy."
Wow.
Views are amazing. And so, of course, we have the big resorts like the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. That's kind of our granddaddy of all of them. But we do have a place for indoor glamping. So if you have a bunch of girlfriends or guy friends and you want to get together, you have a big space on Main Street on the second floor that inside has 11 different tents. And so some of the tents are like single units, double units, bunk beds, full, you know, queen size beds. And so you have this party space and swings and your own bar. But then at the end of the night, you just zip up your tent and you have your own privacy. It's really cool.
I love that. And there's so many great places to eat around town as well. And we talked about the Village Supper Club and Mars Resort and the Getaway, but they're all over the city there, especially my favorite is their Friday night fish fry, fish bakes. There's prime rib on Saturdays in so many of these places. But talk about some of the dining.
Yeah, you bet. And you know what? I have to thank Chicago and Milwaukee for elevating Lake Geneva's dining experience. And that's because, you know, Chicago is a foodie city. Mm-hmm. And because we host so many people in Chicago, many years back, Lake Geneva got smart and they said, we need to up our culinary game. And they actually stole a lot of different people from Chicago as our chefs. So downtown Lake Geneva, if you want something with kind of a hip vibe, there's a restaurant called Sopra. And the guy who is the lead chef, he had a restaurant one time in Chicago. He had a restaurant in Ireland. And this has been his place now for many years. He'll do really unusual things like python. He does cooks a mean pheasant. And so if you want food that's really out of the ordinary, Sopra is the place to go. I love Italian food, and Ristorante Brasago has, I think, some of the best in the country. That's at the Grand Geneva Resort, and also they have the Chop House. So if you're looking for that perfect New York, you know, tasty steak, that's the place to go. There's just, you know, you want Popeyes, and that's the Popeyes fried chicken, but Popeyes along the lake, it's been there for over 50 years, you know, and they're known for their cheesy broccoli soup and their delicious brie appetizer. We have just great down-home restaurant spots, and I do think the Getaway along Lake Como is one of the best places for a great meal, whether that's breakfast or dinner, and cocktails out on a beautiful four-level deck. Great sunset spot. And again, I do like a place that makes unique cocktails, and they do it, you know, with such care, and they're also beautiful just to look at. So yeah,
no question.
The culinary scene is just, I think, outstanding.
Stephanie Kled, visit lakegeneva.com. Thanks, Steph. We'll see you up there tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.